Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Maria. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm Gary Sandridge, and I was terminated December the 2nd from Grayson Carter & Sons, and they filed my unemployment.
Okay. Let me see if I can help you, sir. May I have your social security number?
411-17-7019.
Okay. And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID, sir?
Okay, hang on. Let me get my wallet.
All right, I got it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I put you on speaker. So
okay.
I'm up on the roof. All right. You own driver's license number, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. 4867057.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your date of birth and your driver's license, he said your date of birth was?
12/11/1965.
Okay. Let me see if I can help you. What's your middle initial, sir?
J.
Okay. And have you ever used a different name or social security number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And your gender?
Male.
Sir, we have to ask. You don't have any difficulty with English, do you?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time with the communication, sir. If you have me on speaker or Bluetooth, can you remove that, please?
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you. You said you don't consider yourself disabled, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the highest grade you completed in school? Sir, the highest grade
yes.
you completed in school?
12th grade.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
Luder.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, sir, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings or choose a benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
The benefit card would be fine.
Okay. I need to read the disclosure. Make sure you understand the terms, sir.
Okay.
The LA Vantage prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica Bank charges no regular monthly fees, no purchase fees, no ATM fees, no withdrawal fees, no customer service fees. But it does have $1.30 if it's used at a network, 35-cent charge for automated calls, $1 charge if it's inactive for more than a year, a $4 charge to replace the card under regular delivery, or $19 under expedited delivery. It does have a 2% charge of the transaction if it's used internationally. It does not have an override or credit feature, but it is eligible for FDIC insurance. If you want more information on your card, sir, you may call 800-499-2035, okay?
All right.
And may I have your mailing address, sir?
It's 28944
mm-hmm.
Alabama Highway 53,
mm-hmm.
Ardmore, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
35739.
Okay, thank you, sir. And your phone number?
My phone number is 256-497-5280.
Okay, thank you, sir. I have your address, sir, as being 28944 Alabama Highway 53, Atmore, Alabama 35739, correct?
It's Ardmore, A-R-D-M-O-R-E.
Okay, thank you, sir. Need to ask you some questions for security purposes.
Okay.
Okay, what color was your 1992 Subaru? Was it beige, red, silver, yellow, or none of the above?
My 1992
Subaru? Did you have one? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. So I have never been associated with him. Which of the following cities have you had a former association with? Bessemer,
okay.
Gulf Shores, Tuscaloosa, Anniston, or none of the above?
Gulf Shores.
I'm sorry?
Gulf Shores.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you been associated with, sir? Aiden Property Management, Arimal Estates Homeowners, Pathway for Youth, S&S Construction, or none of the above?
S&S Construction.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months, sir?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal in the last 18 months? Okay, did you work for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
I work for a contractor that's worked for the federal government. Is that the same?
No.
I work for Grayson Carter and Son.
Okay.
No, I didn't. Not for myself, no.
Right. The question is, did you have the contract?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you receive a TRA retraining certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. When was your last day of work, sir?
December the 2nd.
Okay. 2022. Okay. 2022, correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So since this last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself or own your own business?
No, ma'am.
Are you attending, are you receiving or working under commission or real estate?
No, ma'am.
Okay, but you are available to work full-time and all the
yes,
different
ma'am.
Shifts, correct? Okay, are you receiving
yes,
any
ma'am.
Pension or workman's compensation, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay, how many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way, sir?
I'd say probably up to at least 50 miles already.
Okay, and what is the minimum hourly salary you're hoping to make?
25.
Okay. And do you belong to a union, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So what was your last job description, sir?
Heavy equipment operator.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So you worked for machinery and the different vehicles. Okay. Okay. Let's see here. So working with compressors, cranes.
Well, mainly
and tractors,
dozers,
or
tractors.
Tractors. Okay.
Tractors, tractors, bulldozers.
Okay. Okay. So did you work any concrete pavement machinery?
No.
Okay. What was the name of the company you were working for, sir?
Grayson Carter and Son.
Okay.
out of Athens, Alabama.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I see it here. Okay. And would you have their phone number and address, sir, for Grayson Carter? I would need the phone number and the address.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Hang on just a second. Mm-hmm. Pull up Grayson Carter's son's phone number. Well, that's why I said pull it up.
Two five six two three three thirty two sixty.
I'm sorry, sir, you said
256. 3260.
And address is 3260. Okay. Go ahead, sir. 1911
US 31
Athens, Alabama. Okay. Zip code 35611.
Okay, thank you. And you said your last day of work there was December?
The 2nd.
2022?
Of 2022.
And when was your first day of work, sir?
My first day of work was July the 9th, I don't believe, of 2020.
July 9th, 2020?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you're currently receiving any vacation, sick holiday, pay or pension from them, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the reason you're not working there right now, is that due to lack of work?
Ma'am.
Okay.
And what did you say?
The reason you're no longer working there, is that due to lack of work?
Well, they terminated me.
Right.
So I'm going to say, yeah, probably, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. Okay. Okay, lack of work. Okay, let's see here. I'm sorry. Okay, this is being kind of slow. I apologize. Okay, sorry, it's taking a minute here. Okay, here we go. Come on. Okay, so do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal taxes, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So your PIN number, sir, is 1965.
Okay.
Okay. That's 1965. And I need to read the following disclosure.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The Alabama Unemployment Claim Line also registered you for work, sir, at the Alabama Career Center. Your application will be open for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain your application open for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits.
And I've got to do this at the Career Center?
So, yes, sir. You have to register. Either visit the Alabama Career Center in person.
Okay.
Okay. Or go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov/BossNet/Alabama, all spelled out, .gov.
Alabama Work. Okay, www.alabamawork.gov/
Yes, sir.
GOV?
Uh-huh. No, okay. It's .gov.
.gov.
.not/, right. .gov.
Okay. Okay.
The / is okay. After GOV.
Okay.
And that's VOSNET, V like Victoria, OSNET, VOSNET.
VOSNET, VOSNET, okay.
No, VOS like Sam, sir. Not
oh, VOS, okay.
Yes, VOSNET. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits.
Okay.
You must be able, available, and actively be seeking work for the duration of your unemployment.
Okay.
In addition, you must also do a weekly certification.
Okay.
Your weekly certification, sir, must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5:00.
Okay.
But not on Saturday.
Between Sunday and Friday.
Before.
But not on Saturday.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits.
Okay.
Okay. You could either go online at www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Or you may call 800-752-7389. That's 800-752-7389.
389. And can you give me that PIN one more time?
Sure, sir. That PIN number is 1965.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Your weekly certification, sir, must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5:00, starting with a Sunday, not before.
Okay.
Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. An information booklet, sir, will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. If you have any other questions, sir, you may call 1-800-361-4524. That's 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Standridge, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Your first weekly certification, again, is this Sunday. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. I think I got it.
Okay. All right. Well, I wish you the best.
Thank you,
sir. You have a nice evening.
You too.
Nice day. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.